With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Despite the official 30-day national mourning period for the passing of former President Jimmy Carter, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ordering all flags to fly at full staff next Monday when President Trump has his inauguration in Washington. Abbott points to a part of the U.S. code that says the flag should be displayed, especially on Inauguration Day. The Biden administration continues in its efforts to hinder the plans of the incoming Trump administration by extending protections from deportations to illegals from Sudan, Ukraine, and Venezuela.
The DHS announced Friday afternoon that it would extend temporary protected status authorizations, or TPS, for the three countries on the basis that their governments are not able to accept their citizens should the United States choose to deport them. Each country is governed by a dictator or faces war or other significant challenges to repatriating its citizens. It means that roughly 600,000 Venezuelan, 103,700 Ukrainian, and 1,900 Sudanese immigrants may apply for TPS protections. The move by the Biden administration flies in the face of the incoming Trump administration, which has vowed to carry out the largest ever deportation operation in national history starting in January. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump's second presidential inauguration turning into a star-studded event. Country singer Carrie Underwood will perform during his swearing-in ceremony on the 20th. Also at SRNnews.com, a particularly dangerous situation alert has been sent out to residents of Los Angeles County about vicious Santa Ana winds. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna is discouraging residents from returning to their homes until it's safe and until the search for remains is finished.
We are still, for the Altadena area, we are in the third day of grid searching. It is a very grim task, and we, unfortunately, every day we're doing this, we're running across the remains of individual community members.
This is SRN News. Sweden is closing churches.
It's all about so-called climate change. The Lutheran National Church of Sweden says it will shut down seven houses of worship on the island of Gotland from October to May in order to eliminate the use of fossil fuels to heat them. Local parishioners who would like to attend services during that time are simply out of luck. Church officials have issued a statement saying, quote, knowledge about climate justice should permeate all activities of the Church of Sweden. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration's Title IX rules expansion designed to promote transgenderism has now been struck down nationwide. A federal judge in Kentucky found that the president overstepped his authority in issuing the rules. In fact, the Biden plan had already been halted in 26 states after a wave of legal challenges. The president was trying to enshrine transgenderism in schools, responding to efforts by several states to bar males from using female restrooms. This is SRN News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis schedules a special session for the week after President Trump is sworn in to work on the immediate implementation of the incoming president's policies.
We are going to need legislation to impose additional duties on local officials and provide funding for those local officials.
With TikTok's future in the U.S. in the hands of the Supreme Court, a Chinese app called Red Notes topping charts. Monday, it was the top free-to-download app, the Apple App Store. TikTok users posted online they were downloading the app in protest and out of spite. China-based Chinese language social media app has been called China's TikTok by users. Justices heard arguments last week over an impending ban on TikTok, and an issue is China's access to Americans' information. It's a national security risk. The Chinese name of their app refers to quotations from Chairman Mao Zedong, a book widely distributed during China's so-called Cultural Revolution in the 60s and 70s. More details at srnnews.com.